Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Wow, it's Friday night.
Monstrous Radio.
Bringing in with Miss Unbelievable Jazzy BC, what they got going on for the weekend. I'm definitely tell you what my ass got going on. So check it out. This right here is Vaporizer. Jigena. Yeah, we going smooth into the weekend. Monster US Radio.
Baby, what the Moses? Use a crazy. I've got to bring myself. Juju, baby, show me the way. The way to progress. I'm gonna get what I want now. Just gotta roll up my sleeve. I just came home to a blunt now, baby. When I'm with you, my gal, I can breathe. Vaporizer, come change my mind up. Vaporizer, I'm breathing easy when I'm with you.
Welcome to Friday Night Live. We get y'all ready for the weekend. That's Jadena. It's called Vaporizer. I hope y'all like that. You dig? I try to bring a little smooth OG way into the weekend. So, all right, how you doing, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing tonight, Mommy?
Hey. Woo! It's Friday. It's Friday.
Enough said. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Yay.
Right.
Yay.
So you going to be ready to jump into the weekend? You got big plans?
I don't got big plans. Just doing, you know, some work, working on my branding of the Solo Me Speaks that sponsors Monsters Radio, and kicking it with my little boo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Sounds like a cuddle weekend, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
About you, Miss Jazzy? How you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, honey.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
How are you, boo? How was your day?
My day was good. I worked.
Good.
I'll be working.
Yeah,
all
I work.
Y'all done with y'all soggy moment? Y'all done? Y'all done? Or is y'all finished?
Yeah,
I'm over here. Yeah, I'm over here too. How you doing?
How you doing?
You about ready for your weekend, Dad?
No, I'm working all weekend. I ain't doing nothing. Punching the clock.
Oh, damn. You don't even get to enjoy it too much.
Nope.
Yeah.
Then,
some people talk about how great the holidays are. Some people got to work.
Then, Jazzy, I won't tell you. I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. I shouldn't tell you that.
Oh, man. I don't got a vacation. I got two days off. And then I got to go right back to work.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like that.
2 weeks,
it's
that's
like
a nice
that.
Little vacation.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Hey, did you guys see the stuff in the news, though, talking about how there's, like, some big thing going on with jobs, and they're not allowing people to take, like, their personal time off and shit. They're forcing them to work and all this. They're trying to pass laws now that everybody can use their paid time off when they want to and they can't be denied.
Oh.
So hopefully that'll get some people some time off for the weekend or, you know, for the holidays or whatever. But, you know what I mean? But I have noticed some people are like, God damn it, I want to use my personal time off, but I can't use it. Or some people are like, oh, I got to forfeit it because I didn't get to use it. I earned it, but now they're making me work and da-da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, I mean, that's obviously a topic for another show, but y'all get what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm. What you doing this weekend?
Me, let's see, I got a lot of things to do. I'm going to go over to my dad's house and do some work over there. Probably probably do some painting on this house, some stuff like that. Let's see. I got some promo stuff to try to make, some shirt stuff to try to make for Monster US Apparel. I got a couple of things. I got some meetings set up, some things that help, you know, upgrade the radio, stuff like that. So, you know, it's not too relaxing weekend, but I'm not too busy. You know what I mean? I get to chill a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. So, you know. Okay, as well.
Yeah, that's y'all. No, y'all just sound like just work, yeah. Ooh,
let's see. Don't get hung up on
y'all in my prayers. Ooh, y'all in my prayers. Cause I'm about to enjoy this vacation. Yes,
yes. Monster here.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to hang up on her ass. So let's go ahead and figure out what else we're going to talk about tonight so I can do this other break song and then we can come back and get to talking. What's the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as that gossip lifestyle that we on tonight? Who we clowning?
Well, there's this situation going here in Minneapolis with this OG gangster somebody here called Man Poojie. The Carnival cruise ships busting and breaking into each other. That's why I'm on cruise. And Tekashi, of course, I got to do my last little bit on him. And then this model dying. And then Lizzo on top of a table. Yes.
That's our radar for tonight, y'all.
did you say Led Poochie? What did you say?
Which one?
Did you say Led Poochie? What did you say?
I said Lizzo on the table. That ain't right, Lizzo on the table.
No, before you said that, you said something before you said Tekashi 6ix9ine. What did you say?
Oh, you know, some dude named Man Poochie. Girl, yes.
Okay.
Man Poochie.
Believe me.
The blood. Wait, this is his name, y'all. Hold on, I'll say it for a second. Man Poojie, the Blade Devil Drug Christ Lord.
That's his name.
I got that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poojie, the Bleed Devil Drug Christ Lord. Y'all got that?
I don't even
want to
hear it just off the name. Just off the first
name.
They
should lock
what?
His ass up. Just off his name.
Right,
I'm just saying. We're going to take a break.
It's off his name, right?
We're going to take a break. Yep, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and he's one of the guys on our target. This is Sierra. This is off that the album with the Level Up, Level Up, Level Up. So, hey, you know, I like spinning songs that they don't play on the radio too much. So check it out. This right here is one I like that she got. I think she like gang banging or something. I don't know, but she's throwing.
All
this.
I know is hustle.
That's
I put
song.
That on my set. The hustle till I pass out. Treat all my shoeboxes like the bank now. Guess you can say that I'm the man. Wow. On that big boss level, and I put that on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set. On my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set. On my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set. On my, on my, on my set. He said, sick. I can smell your hate from about a mile away. You're mad that I just won't calm down. Yeah. I can see the look that's written on your face. Wonder how I still fit.
call us up, 563-999-3411, and we're going to get to you in the order that you have been received. We got a few people in queue now, so you better call in.
You make me happy. This you can be.
Bring up the energy level around here just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, all right.
That's my song.
Right. So, all right. Let's see. So, what we on right now? Okay. So, what is it? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
Mm-hmm.
You okay over there, Jazzy?
Okay. Okay.
You good, Jazzy?
Yeah. I had myself muted.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Y'all
know. Yeah.
You was beating up a dog or somebody.
Y'all know damn well I'm known for having myself on mute, having no goddamn conversation and shit.
Well, we got you today.
Well, I was like, is you sticking the dog on somebody? Like, attack. Like, okay, maybe we should put her on mute. We might be a witness to something. subpoenaed the whole radio network. But I, so we on this Lizzo, and this, yeah, this dude with this name.
Yeah, we go, Poo G, y'all, Poo, get it, P-O-O-G, just P-O-O-G. Yeah, he was charged in connection, I guess he's this big drug lord here in Minneapolis. I've never heard of him, never. I was shooting somebody, a 42-year-old woman in St. Cloud earlier. She was wounded. And when they called her, they were like, yeah, there's this dude named DeMond James of Minnesota. He legally changed his name to Poo G, the Blood, Devil, Drug, Christ, Lord. Yeah. Legally. Why would legally?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, was he a artist at one time? Does it say if he was a rapper? You sure that's his real name? The name of his mixtape?
No, that's his name. That's his name. He legally changed it. Yeah. Why? I don't know. You fought at 7. What would I say? He fought at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And at 42, you want to change your name to Poo G, the Blood, Devil, Drug, Christ Lord? Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Okay.
Well, I mean, people change their name for all kinds of reasons.
Come on.
They do. No, they do. They do. Here's a great example. I really hate to make a reference during this time, you dig, but this is the gossip thing. We clown around a little bit, but I mean, I hate to bring his name into this part, but here's another guy who changed his name that really went down big in history. He changed his name because there was another dude with the same name as his and was stealing bicycles and doing all kinds of foul things, and they was getting the two mixed up. I think the police might have came to his house looking for him one day, but they was looking for the other dude. His name is Martin Luther King. Yeah, I believe his original name, his first name, is Michael King, and there was another dude named Michael, so our Martin went with his middle name, Martin Luther. Da 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 da. There's a story behind that. If you don't believe me, go do the history. But people change their names all the time. You never know. I mean, he might got a DUI or something. I don't know. But to change your name to sound like a mixtape on Facebook, that's a whole nother thing by itself. But hey, if they say he the drug lord around here, I'm just gonna shut the fuck up. You did? Because we know the bullshit. We know the shit that go behind that. So I'm going to go ahead and be quiet and let y'all chime in if y'all want to.
I don't want to. I just thought that his name was just, yeah. No.
I mean,
why?
I ain't scared to chime in. Like, if you listening, bro, why the fuck did you change your fucking name to that shit? That's stupid as hell.
And there we have it. And there we have it. Amen.
That was the dumbest shit you could have ever fucking did. Like,
yes.
I'm not scared to speak my mind, goddamn it. Your fucking name
I just
is
didn't have
shit, it. Bro. That was what.
Right.
I just seen a commercial, The Family Feud, and the question Steve had to ask the folks said, "What would people do? What would people go to prison for to get away from the stuff out here in the world, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said to get away from the cops. And he said, Steve Harvey said, to get away from the police. That is the stupidest answer. Did you hear what he said?
Oh my goodness, and believe me, they get
some dumb
ones. What
is the reason that people would go to prison? And he said to get away from the police. Nigga, what?
goodness.
That's Tekashi 6. Oh, wait. Let me not.
No, I say the worst one. I don't know if people watch Family Feud. We're going to keep it moving because, yeah, we're going to get to our topic, stuff like that. But I think the if y'all ever seen the celebrities' Family Feud, where the celebrities come on with their parents or their family. What's the dude's name that plays on Blackish? The dad?
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. Oh, my God. His mom embarrassed the fuck out of him. I bet you he'll never go on another show with his family. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Oh, I want to say his mom is a freak. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all got to see the episode. I don't promote other people's shows, but, oh, my God. I was like, oh, I know he was just looking like, oh, mama. Come on. I got to go back to work in the morning. It is what it is. But, all right, but, yeah, what we got on this? Who we got next? Tick Tacky.
Uh-uh. Two Carnival cruise ships collide in Cozumel, Mexico, and at least 6 people injured. So, 2 Carnival ships collide in the port, causing damage to one of the ships. People got injured. They was maneuvering to dock when they both ran alongside each other. If you look at the pictures, they look worse than what it is. People were evacuated from the ship on the decks. This lady who was there said she was on the fourth deck taking pictures when she noticed that it was moving closer and closer and closer and closer. And then they started screaming. She stayed there. I don't know why people just stay there. But she stayed there just screaming as she prepared for the impact. She started hearing people yelling and screaming, telling them to get off the ship and sounds of glass breaking. I guess she thought she was on the Titanic. She recalled just hearing a lot of scraping. And she said to herself, holy crap, they ran into us. But you stayed on the ship. Okay.
Right. Well, that happens, I guess. I've seen something like this like a couple months ago. I guess it happens a lot more than they really advertise. And I don't know. Maybe they're putting it out here to hide the fact that people have been falling off the boat a lot lately. That's the part that scares me. I have been on a cruise. I can see how it can happen in some cases. But damn, can you imagine being on a boat and it crashes? On a big ass boat, especially, you know, some of them motherfuckers got like 20, 30 levels. Can you imagine being on the 20th level and the boat crash? How far that is just to jump into the water? Oh my goodness. And I'm not jumping in no ocean. Hells no. Nope. Nope. I'm going to be the one floating on one fucking board. That's going to be me. I'm not going directly in that water. Hell no. I'm too scared of fishes. Hell no. I don't give a fuck. Guppies, goldfish. Sunnies, crappies, sharks, and whales. No, you will not be getting me in no goddamn ocean. I don't care. I don't care. Y'all can say what y'all want. Pussy, whatever, whatever. No, I've been to Hawaii and I got chased out the water by a little starfish. I'm telling you, I don't play when it comes to shit in the water. That's why I stay in little ugly ass pools. That's right. I might not even get in your apartment pool. I might just put a pool in my backyard. But it's not about me. I'm rambling. Because, I couldn't imagine having to get in the water like that. What would you do if you was on a boat and it crashed? I'm one of the boats and it was giving. If that was you with that camera, what would you have done?
I'm getting a check.
You said, I'm getting a check.
I wouldn't be on the ship. I'm just saying. I'd be on the shore taking pictures of the ship colliding. Y'all see that shit? Clink, clink. Y'all see that? Clink, clink. That would be me.
Right.
Okay?
Because you said you would never be on the boat.
Nope. No, sir.
Right, right. We got to learn to conquer our fears. But no, not
well,
now.
Well, I'm going on a cruise here in a couple of months. I ain't scared. It's
okay.
A crash. Be safe.
I'm going to pray for you.
I know how to swim. And if it crashes,
make sure you let Well, make sure you let me know the weekend before you go, because I'm going to put some insurance on your ass just in case. You understand me? Just in case.
I got you.
All right, what else we got to clown with?
Okay, y'all know I got to finish up with Tekashi 6ix9ine. He got 24 months, but with 13 months of credit for his time served, leaving with just 11 months remaining. This will get him out around November 2020, but with good behavior, he could get out as early as August of 2020. The judge in the case said the rapper cooperated in a tremendous fashion, but his conduct was much too violent and selfish to get just off with just time served. Still, he could have got a longer sentence, but he felt like he was cooperating enough to get him that smaller sentence, and he'll probably be out in time to drop a summer signal, a summer single.
Oof. Oof. I don't even know what to say.
Do you think he's gonna make it? He's gonna make it that long in jail? I mean, I ain't wishing nothing up on nobody, but he did shit a lot, motherfuckers.
if they plan on him dropping a single, he will. They're gonna put his ass in solitaire somewhere. They're gonna put him with some other snitches. They're gonna make a snitch mixtape. It is. I'm just saying, if he's gonna have an album coming out soon, yep, he'll be out.
Yep.
That's crazy though. That's crazy though. I never really understood that, how somebody can do a crime and then go tell on somebody else and then get off. But I guess they say it's because if some people didn't tell, then everybody would go home.
Mm. That's still like...
It's hard for a minute,
sitting.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah. But that's still like sitting right, because the ones who do tell and they black, they stay in. It don't matter. You got to have privileges to get up out of there. So either he's snitching on more than just who he snitched with, or they going to use him again outside, in the outside. He's got, he sold his soul, so let's just see how far his soul going to take him.
Right, right.
No worries.
All right. So,
where it got him?
You want to go to the last one with Lizzo?
Lizzo
jumping on the
table.
She's at a party, and she jumps on the table and tries to do the split, but the table said hell no to you and your chunky thickness to the table, and it just broke. It was like, clink, clink, there you go. So, you know, a lot of people was like, come on, Lizzo, you're doing too much. You're doing too much.
That's what I was thinking when I said it, when I seen it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Lizzo fan. You know, I know about all the attention. And at one point, I was even like, you know, because sometimes stars, they be doing shit. They do extra shit. They'll step out of line. They'll do extra shit just for the attention. That's when people say all news is good news. But sometimes it be, you know, some little silly shit. Like, that's why Justin Bieber had, like, remember when he went on his little bad boy rant? He wasn't no fucking bad boy. He knew he wasn't no bad boy. But they told him when he went to apply to get that Hollywood roast thing or whatever it was, that they had nothing to roast him on. It's like, you don't have nothing juicy. You're not out there like that. So then after that, he came out and then he started doing all his bad shit. And then that's when they got enough juice to roast him. So, I mean, I hope that this is the case. You know what I mean? I hope that this is the case. Because this is going to kind of roll into, this may kind of roll into our topic here coming up just a little bit about messing up a good thing. Because, you know, like, if you've seen some of the videos, some people are saying she's promoting ratchet culture, so on and so forth. And remember, in the beginning, she was getting, like, really great praise. You know what I mean? She was getting a lot of all good news. That's all I seen. I never seen nothing bad. Seen the news, you know, about how she came up in the game. You know, she was working with Prince at one point before he passed. So many great things. And now when you start to see things, now it's starting to be like they're saying in the video, starting to be a little ratchet culture. So, you know, but yeah, when you look at the video, it looks like it's almost like a wedding. It's not like just a party, mm-hmm. like a house party or not. Like, it's an elegant looking party. You can see the shock on people's faces when she busts the table. I know that everybody's thinking, what was you thinking? You're going to need another table. You should have told somebody beforehand, look, I'm going to do this and go get me a bench. But yeah, you can't just be jumping up on people's tables, knocking over glasses and shit like that. Just, yeah. So I'm going to leave that part there. We're going to let Jazzy comment, and then we're going to jump into our topic. And then I can bring Jay Dirty in. Jazzy, did you see the video?
I did not see the video.
Okay.
I want to see it just because y'all said she busted the table.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, she do the split. I mean, she wide with it. I mean, she do the split, but it just everything else split with her. Yeah. We going drop it right now. Unless you want to say something else. It's unbelievable.
No, but the interesting thing is that I don't know what she's promoting to our girls out here. You know, they're following her, but I don't know what she's promoting. Like, how they watching her. And I know Big Girls is watching her, but see, they don't understand her confidence is she getting paid for her confidence. But let somebody big mm-hmm. like that do that now, they going to get teased. And are they that confident in themselves not to get teased like that? You know what I'm saying? Or be able to deal with what comes along with that. She's learning that, you know, and she mm-hmm. probably can get therapy for it. But our young girls who are thick girls who are watching her, they may not be able to, you know, come back from the embarrassment of breaking the table or showing your ass or, you know, showing your stomach. But I guess, you know, those are things that we got to help our girls with. But, yeah, I don't.
Right. Now, I have seen some crazy outfits, though. I've seen some stuff that put her little basketball outfit to shame. I'm not talking about, like, behind mm-hmm. closed doors. I'm talking about and wide out public. If you guys remember the guy, he had his own show at one time. He goes by the name of Suave. He had a birthday party. He flew me down to Dallas to perform my song, Favorite Girl. He likes that song, so he flew me down there to perform it, right? So I'm there, and I swear, I couldn't believe it. There was a lady there. She had to be about... okay, even in heels, she had to be about maybe six in heels. Right? She was really tall. Really tall. And she had a big body. She had a big body. She had to be about maybe 325, somewhere in there. She's a big body girl. She had on all net, except for, I think she had a G-string on. That was it. Everything else was just net. You know, like some porno net type shit. I'm talking about just a net outfit. Just a mm-hmm. net. I was like, they let her in here like that? Like, I can see her nipples. Like, what the? So, I mean, she's not the worst. Lizzo's not the worst, but some of these outfits they be wearing, I don't know where they get the idea from. But
I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You feel me? Like, I ride the train and the bus every day. It is just remarkable what people come outside in.
Love that.
Like, for real. And I just be amazed. Like, I be taking pictures of people and everything. I'm going to start posting them because I be so shocked of the stuff I see. Like, let me tell y'all the other day. What's the day? I think it was
Friday.
Wednesday. I'm in my store and this dude walked in. He had on some skin tight, look like leather pants, but I believe they was leggings. And he had on this, I don't know, it looked like he had skinned the ostrich and put it on his back. He had on a top hat with an ostrich feather stuck in it with the fur going around the brim of the hat. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness, he thought he was Silence of the Lamb over there looking like Silence of the Spam. He got
and I was
on ostrich on his back.
I swear. I was like, because I had, these two girls had walked by and I had heard them talking like, oh my God, I can't believe he got this on, you know, and I'm like, damn, who the hell they talking about? And then he walked past me and I was like, wow, you really looked in the mirror and put that on and left out there. What the fuck?
He said, y'all gonna notice me today, bitches. All right.
I done seen somebody in the fishnet. You seen E Monster with Uggs?
Not Uggs.
For real. With some Uggs boots.
Said, fuck this. I'm gonna leave all this exposed, and I'm just gonna cover up my ankles. That's it. Ain't that a bitch? You're gonna leave everything else raw and just cover up your ankles. All right.
I'm telling
all right.
you.
What's the world come to?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna judge
y'all
people. We just
Atlanta.
Play for them.
Y'all need to move to Atlanta. Y'all see it all.
So all right,
I ain't playing.
So all right, let's go ahead. Jump over here to our topic for tonight because damn, we done went way over our time. I'm gonna get suspended in the morning. I'm just saying. So our topic tonight is why do people mess up a good thing? I think it's a good question. I think it goes across the board because you know sometimes you don't really realize certain things until later in life. Sometimes people try to tell you shit and you just don't listen. And you don't realize that they was trying to give you some good advice or you had the opportunity to see something good, but you just didn't for whatever reason. It happens in relationships, jobs, money ventures, things like that. So, you know, it's something that I wanted to talk about. I think it hits home. So I want to discuss that tonight. I'll start it out, of course. I think a lot of times people mess things up because they get comfortable. You know what I mean? Sometimes they get comfortable. Like, I've seen people with $130,000 job complain and be like, oh, I hate my fucking job. I should quit and da-da-da-da-da-da. There's other motherfuckers out here making $10 an hour. Would love to have the motherfucking problems you got, but because you've been doing it for a minute, da-da, you don't got security, you don't got you a crib, you don't got you all this, got you all that, and now you're content. Now you're relaxed, comfortable. You know what I mean? So now you're starting to take things for granted a little bit. You know what I mean? Do you ladies understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I overstand.
Mm-hmm.
I overstand.
Mm-hmm.
I've done
okay.
that.
Okay, so I mean, can you guys think of something about, you know, maybe a situation or something where, you know, somebody, you know, kind of messed up a good thing.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I gotta say, I did it within myself. Like, I messed up a good thing with me. You know, I didn't know myself at all. You know, when you're married and then you divorce and you have to find yourself, you lose yourself, and you begin to lose good things around you, and you don't know how to appreciate those things, and you don't know how you're connected to those things and how those things can reoccur at the weirdest times. And the hurt seems like it just, you just relive it all over again, but it may be with a different person. And then you see it in a different person, the things that you've seen in someone else that ain't even, it's like a facade in front of you. But because you haven't got past that hurt or you haven't got past that pain, you begin to lose a good thing within yourself. You begin to accept the doubt. You begin to accept the depression. You begin to accept everything that's negative until you stop and say, hold on, let me find the good thing that was back in me so I can be the better me for everybody, my job, my kids, our relationship, whatever. So for me, it was, you know, me, you know, and then once you find you, then no one can take that away from you ever again, and you just build from there. But you got to stop, and you got to look, and you got to feel, you got to deal with all the things, all the hurt, all the pain, and that's sometimes the thing that you don't want to deal with. You don't want to have to go through the pain. You just want the pain to end, and you just want to be on the other side smiling. But now you got to go through everything to find you, and then hopefully you ain't lost everything and nobody don't want to be around you, and then you got to go through the apology situation, or, you know, back up and be like, dang, I messed up, or, man, I wish I could, you know, have that back, but I can't. Okay, then what's the better for me? So that's, to me, where I was when you brought that up, because there was a relationship that, man, I messed it up. I did, but it was going good, but I messed up because I didn't really know Mimi. The real authentic me. Now that I do, it's like, okay, let's go. Where do we go from here?
Find you. Right. And yeah, and that's one hard thing to do is go back and really, really apologize to someone, because for two reasons. One, it kind of, if you're an egotistic person, it'll really fuck with you to apologize. And number two, there's always a risk that the person's not going to accept your apology. And you have to accept that. Especially if you stepped out of line, you can say, I apologize, but you can't just expect them to accept it, especially right then and there. Like, they might be willing to accept your apology a couple weeks later after they heard you say, hey, my bad, I see I fucked up. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You dig? But don't go into a situation where you screwed up and now you mad because they don't accept your apology. You just as bogus as you was when you first started out. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I mean, how you feel about this topic, Jazz?
Miss Unbelievable stole my story. oh God, exactly how she feel in that order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, you said something, E, where it says, you know, it talked about the apology, but we can't get mad when the relationship don't heal after the apology. You know, the relationship may have been severed enough where that person says, okay, I accept it, but I still don't want to be around you. I still don't like you. I still don't, you know, believe in you. I still don't trust you. And we can't, like, be like, oh, okay. And then they're like, give me time. And then you're like, okay, is the time over? They may not never want that time back with you. And that's something that you have to deal with. Not take it in as, you know, a negative hit, but take it in as a life lesson. Lessons learned. I can't keep people that way.
Right.
So, all right. So, hey, we do got the guru from Georgia himself. That's my new name for you, bruh. I probably should have asked you first. But you heard, you know what we talking about. We talked about it a little bit last night when we was coming over here. We were talking about people that mess up a good thing or why we mess up a good thing. You got something you want to chime in on that there, Jay Dirty?
Yeah, man. First off, how you guys doing tonight? I ain't going to come bombard the show. How you guys doing tonight, first off?
Hey,
yeah, anyway, man. Brother, when it comes to that, though, man, it's like, look, everybody got this thought in their mind, right, where they know what that is. But what I would say, though, when you talk about a good thing, right, 99% of the population today, brother, is human beings, is temporary. It's temporary. Because in a week, in 4 weeks, you get what I'm saying, in 6 months, 20 years, that person is going to, they're going to change. You know, the mind's not going to be the same way, so that good stuff go out the window. So, therefore, I would say that it could be good for a temporary time. I would say that people can have a good thing temporarily, unless you're just a genuine good person like what I am. You know, and I can say that honestly, and I can say that genuinely because that's really what I am, even though I got a background. You dig what I'm saying? I've been through these things, and I've done these things. I'm good.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So what I will say, though, brother, my goodness is not temporary, but I'm going to be this way for life. But what I will say about everybody that talks about this type of conversation, everything that they talk about, but it's all temporary. Like, in 20 years, they don't – I mean, in 2 months, it's hard to gauge this, brother. So, therefore, I don't play that game. I don't jump in the ring of checkers because I feel like all this – it's just temporary stuff, you know. And I don't think people give enough credit to that, but maybe I'm the last. Maybe I'm the only one of my kind, you dig? Maybe I'm the only damn person on earth that lives like this. But what I would say, though, but I don't get involved in all that. Because if I have something good and it's genuine, it's going to last forever. If I don't and it's not genuine, I was blessed for the gift to be able to see that before it turned to something bad and I'm able to, you know, get done with it. You know, and I say that to say this, man, look. Everybody wants good and bad to exist, right? It's a thing, but like everybody, but the fact of the matter is, brother, we live in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah society, right? Everything's about sex. Everything's about physical appeal and sex, but every damn aspect of everybody's, it's only two things it's about, right? So, you know, these people, they'll tell you, but they'll be like, no, I want somebody with personality, bro. I want somebody that's good and all these things. No, you don't. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to the people. Matter of fact, you're lying to the people that you get involved with because that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for the sex and the physical aspects of everything because you wasn't raised no better than that. I've been there as well, but I had to learn the hard damn way. That's not real.
Did you hear what he said? He said we're living in the new age, Sodom and Gomorrah. I say that shit every day.
It's
every
real.
Day.
I do too.
Now hold on now.
Man.
Don't do it.
Hold on. Don't judge me. You're gonna have to pray for me. You dig?
Amen, bro.
So what is the story? I don't know the story.
Okay, I ain't gonna hold it.
I know y'all like, damn. Call me
heathen. I don't know.
Sodom and Gomorrah is a story in the Bible where they talk about there's different regions that or territories that people lived in back in the Old Testament days. And the city Sodom and Gomorrah was a place where there was like homosexuality, drinking, prostitution, and all that. And then there was a man named Moses and a man named Lot. And Lot's wife and his family. And Moses wanted to save the people because Lot's family lived there. And Moses prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, said, God, you know, if there's just one, save that one. But what we're saying is that the city that was there, that territory that was there, had everything under the sun going on. Everywhere else there was things going on, but they had their gods or God watching over it. But that particular place, the sin just was just all like everything was acceptable, you know. So eventually the city, God burned the city down, took Lot's family out. Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar. So that's just one of the stories. But yeah, that's just in a nutshell.
Amen.
Okay. Sounds like Vegas to me, but okay.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. It's like everything is acceptable now, which wasn't because a lot of things was up underneath the law. And then that's the same thing that happened in the Old Testament. A lot of things was up under the law and they wouldn't do it. So right now we've taken away some of the laws and some of the things. So basically it's almost like paralleling itself, taking things from the law, from underneath the law to say that's acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. And everything's sexual,
now,
man. Everything's sexual, E. That's the point of the whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing. Everything's so sexual. Like, don't nobody want to be with a motherfucker that make them feel good. You know, they don't, man, look here. They say they want that shit, but they want it temporarily. They don't know what the fuck good is, bro. How many people you know what the fuck good is that can keep that shit for a lifetime? How many people you know like that? I don't know any.
Right, right.
I mean, right. It's temporary.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You kind of touched me on that one because I can see that. I mean, I can visualize within my process and da-da-da-da-da-da. I can relate to that, bro. And, like, yeah, and it makes me think even deeper, like where do we find our happiness to find call something a good thing? Because, like you said, things are temporary, like money, houses, cars. All this shit can be wiped away from you at any time. A storm can come, an accident, da-da-da. Something happened, your job gone. Now you can't afford none of that. Da 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 da. Are these, you know what I mean? Really, really good things, because they are temporary. In reality, in actuality, these things are temporary. They can be taken at any time. You really don't own that. You're just in a moment. We're just in a moment that we see as good, because we're not behind. Maybe we're not struggling. Maybe that's what we call a good thing, when we're not struggling. I don't know, but. Bruh, you're going to have me sitting here. I'm going to be thinking about that stuff you just said.
My bad.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't going to do that to your soul, brother. I ain't going to do all that. I was just saying, brother, you know, a lot of people don't know what good is anymore. You know, I didn't know what good was for a long time, but I thought good, you know, I thought it was just me, you know, not killing somebody. You dig what I'm saying? Even if I did do that, I was like, well, at least I didn't murder children. You know, it's always a cycle. It's always... Well, I could have done worse, you dig what I'm saying, and all these things. So nobody knows what the hell good is anymore, bro, and 99% of the people don't. You know, there's 1% of the world that still know what good is, and they've lived like that their entire life. You dig what I'm saying? And their heart's always been the same, though. But that's a 1% out of all the population on Earth. So, matter of fact, all the good people that's genuine, they're living in a world where 99% of the people that's around you have no chance. You got no chance at that.
I think, you know, good is defined different ways for different people. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you have people who give to the poor and they feel like they've done good. You have people who, you know, have a spiritual relationship with God and they feel like they do good on a daily basis. I think your good is defined of who you are as a person to say, oh, I did good. Because we're all going to do something bad. You know what I'm saying? We're all going to do something that is not right. But what is your definition of good? What is good? What does that mean to you? Because your good may be different from my good. And how I think good should be may be different from how you view good. You know, so I may give you something and I may feel good about it. And you may not like it and look at me like that wasn't good. So I think it's genuinely how you treat someone can't be equated to if it's good or bad, I think. Because what is good?
Exactly.
What is bad?
Exactly.
So those words, gotta ask yourself, those are adjectives that is describing what?
Well, I could blow your mind and tell you that good and bad is, you're born with it. I can tell you
it's
that.
Been, yeah, of course, because it's the battle of good and evil. It started in the Garden of Eden, where God said, don't eat the apple, and they did. That's the battle of good and evil. That's always going to be there.
Well, even if religion aside, right? Even if
religion
put that aside.
You're
born with it. You're born with one or the other. You're born with it.
Or both. You're born with both.
No. No, both, they don't coincide. No, you can't coexist. You have them both. Yeah.
Because you're born with both. Because you're going to do some things that are not good, and you're going to do some things that are bad. You're born with, because, and they're all based upon a decision you make. It's all based upon your will. Your will is either going to go the right way or the wrong way, because they're always going to parallel. Your life is in parallelization of good and bad. You learn one thing, you may learn the other, but you choose which one or which road you're going to follow.
Right. So with that being said, right, let's put this in I guess the original topic was, you know, how do you mess up a good thing? And I'm figuring that was you know, in terms with like relationships and stuff like that. So let's get into that. You know, let's break that down real quick so we can all get into that one. The original topic, I'm assuming, was, you know, for relationship, you know, things, how do you mess up a good thing? So let's all get into that. We can break that down too. We can make everybody sat on the phone right now. You know, I know they don't like hearing this. We can do that now. Make them matter.
Yeah,
we can make them matter and sadder at the same time.
Right, right. Because I know the ladies going to go in on that one. So
they could try. No, they could try.
So I don't know which one of y'all want to go first. So y'all want to tell us about how people can mess up a good thing in a relationship, ladies?
I've
look, they over there double dutching, looking like, who going to get them first?
No.
Who going to get them first?
You can mess up a relationship by bringing in other relationships. You can break up. There's like many aspects
there's
of what you can happen in a relationship. Like, you can't just pinpoint, oh, here's one. If you don't know you can mess up a relationship. If you ain't seen
right.
it, heard it, dealt with it, had a relationship from the foundation of who you become, you can mess it up. If you ain't got no blueprint, you can mess it up. If you think you're going to watch TV and see all that, you can mess it up. So I guess it's how you decide within you what a relationship, and then you work it out. It's like a relationship is always working it out. You got to work it out daily. It's never a complete thing in a relationship because you're dealing with someone else, and you got to accept the bad, the good, the ugly, the ups and the downs of that person just as they got to deal with you. But you got to know you before you can have any relationship with anyone. So that's
right.
up and down. Like that's a whole facet of things.
That's a whole week worth of topic.
Right.
The other lady want to chime in
okay.
real quick? The other lady want to give her 2 cents?
I mean, I was about to say the same thing. Like, there's a million ways you can mess up a relationship.
Well, what if I told you guys that was bullshit? What would
like,
you say about that?
That's not bullshit.
That's your opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, I think, again, I guess all my shit always tonight is just going to be uncomfortability. Yeah, I mean, some people, they get comfortable, shit go good, y'all start out doing all the extra shit, getting all dressed up, doing shit, da-da-da, and then after, we'll just say 6 months, a year, now you ain't dressing up no more, you ain't keeping the excitement, things
right.
like that, those things. But yeah, I think sometimes people, yeah, we get relaxed, you know what I mean, stop telling us you're beautiful, those type of things. I mean, these aren't things that you have to do, but I'm just saying, I'm lost in my own thought. I'm thinking like 7 things at one time, but yeah, it just all comes back to being getting too comfortable. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What if I said this, E? What if I said to everybody on the phone, including myself, what if I was to tell you guys that all of us have a 1% chance out of the whole population of the world? We had a 1%, matter of fact, a 0.5% of a chance of meeting the person that we was actually meant to be with. Well, what if I told you that? What would you say about that? And the rest
that's
of it was
opinion.
A waste of time.
That's your opinion.
No, I would say tell me more, because honestly, I don't really too much believe like there's somebody for everybody. Like there's like a perfect match for you. I really
right.
don't pretty much believe that.
I agree with
I think
you.
Pretty much
yeah,
how
yeah, it's not a real,
how,
yeah, I agree with you.
How we do like yeah, I think how we react with each other is still partial animal instinct. Like you were saying earlier, everything comes down to sex. When you meet somebody, you don't usually go off a oh, they got a great mind. No, you look at motherfucking tits, ass, curves, da-da-da, da-da-da, but internally these
good
are other print. Things. Like, exactly. These are other things that you're looking at. You know what I mean? Whether it be like big boobs. Internally, you might not know it, but you like a lady with big boobs so she can feed your kids. It's internally.
I mean, yeah, brother. I mean, look here. Why else would we approach somebody else of the opposite sex? Why else would we, like, why would we go approach somebody of the opposite sex? Excuse me. Why would we do that if we wasn't already attracted to them sexually before we, you know, before we engaged in conversation? You don't just go up to somebody because you think, oh, she looks smart, or he looks smart. You don't do that. Everybody
right.
I don't like
right.
people being fake. I don't like people bullshitting. Like, you know, I don't like that, dude. If a woman came up to me talking about, yeah, I wanted to get to know you, I'd be like, yeah, why? And if you don't tell me it's because you thought I looked good, then you can get out of my face. Yeah, I don't like nobody playing with that. I don't like that kind of mess. Don't do that with me.
Wow.
I understand.
Right.
Like,
and I'd probably be out of
like
several
that.
People's faces if that was the case.
Yeah, you would dance out to get out of mind if you were there. Yeah,
because sometimes I may not initially be attracted to you, but let you start talking and you start getting my mind going, I may find that more sexy than I do you, and that may
right.
draw
yeah.
me to you.
Well, well, that's cute.
So I
that's
think you
cute,
have
but,
to be open minded
on
different
cute,
things.
But later on, it's
because
gonna come to the
sex can't keep me. Sex can't keep
no,
me. Physical can't keep me. No.
No, you're right.
Sex
you know,
cannot
you're right.
keep
it
me.
It cannot. You're right about that. But I'm telling you right now, though, you say all that shit to say, trust me, though, after that mind shit get gone and your mind ain't no longer stimulated
nah.
about what he was talking about, you got to get, something going to have to happen.
No. If
that
you cannot continually stimulate me mentally and show me
then
knowledge and wisdom
no
because
that'll
tell me you can elevate me, then no, you can't because sex can't take you everywhere you need to go. Sex can't build a kingdom. Sex can't build
right.
a kingdom.
Nope.
It can't.
Right.
Sex can't build no kingdom.
That's
just one part of the foundation. If we ain't got no other foundations that gonna have me level up, you going to keep me laying down on my bed? Nigga, nah. That's
well,
enough for
you. Everybody on the line. I got a question for everybody listening, right? Everybody
right.
on the line. So let's say the sex didn't exist, right? How many relationships would you have been in and out of in your lifetime?
Oh, because I got knowledge in me, several. Several. Because I build me and make sure that I'm up on my game. Several, because
right.
if you don't have street knowledge, if you don't have book knowledge, and if you don't have spiritual knowledge, baby, and if you missing one, you can't hang out here. And
well,
a physical knowledge, man, you can't hang out here.
Well, see,
you
already
gotta be
me,
able
though,
to
because,
hear
no,
me on all
because,
levels.
No, you already lost me. You said street knowledge and book knowledge. I want to know what kind of man knowledge you're gonna have. What's a man like? What is a man, ladies? What's a man?
A man is my king, who's gonna lead me to the next level.
Your man's a king? I didn't know that. What,
absolutely.
What do he rule over? I don't know.
He rules over every land he lives in and every land I live in. Whoever comes with me. Absolutely.
Really? I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
I've never met nobody like that in my life. Okay, I got you.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I know some real kings in old history, but I didn't know that.
I know a king that stands before me. My two boys are my
no,
kings. They stand before me.
Right.
Well, I
think
royalty is what you're making it. No, royalty is who you are. We're royalty people. We was brought here as royalty.
No,
we're royalty.
Nah,
baby, we royalty. We're royalty humans. I don't know where you standing from. We royalty humans. Royalty runs deep in my blood. I don't know about yours. Royalty runs deep in mine.
Oh, of course. You know, but we're all the same, though. So I'm telling you, humans, there's no difference between none of us.
Yeah.
Some people are just born into the phrase royalty.
Oh, there definitely is.
No, there's not. I mean, I hear it might
the human
be
race
and stuff like that, but that's about it.
And then that's how we differ on Friday Night Live.
Oh, you feel better now? Well, that's what I was trying to do, though.
No. It's not about who feels better or who feels good. It's just different of opinions. Is that you feel your way?
Well,
and I feel
I don't have opinions. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have opinions. What I'm telling you, I'm speaking stuff that you can actually see in your everyday when you walk out the door in the morning. It's real stuff. It's not opinion.
Yeah.
I think you guys are, like, on a different side of the field. I think Jay Dirty was kind of like saying when he was saying what is a man, like, you know, what is a man to ladies. I think he was more saying like, you know, integrity, powerful, that type of thing. I think he meant that. I don't think he was talking like as in like the kings and stuff like that. But I do understand what he's saying.
Well, all women have the same definition of a man.
No, we don't.
Like,
they all have the same definition in heart, all of them, but it's not real.
What is that? What's that definition?
I want each one of you guys to tell me your definition of a man, then I'll let you know. I want you guys to tell me your definition. What's a man?
If we have the same definition, then you already know it. What is it? Since we all think alike.
I don't want you to deflect. I want you to be honest. I want to hear the two ladies on the phone tell me, what's a man?
A man is someone who can take care of his responsibilities.
And the other lady?
You in the right. I wasn't done. It doesn't just
I'm
stop
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry. You paused a little bit. I got jumpy. My bad. You paused a little bit. I got jumpy. My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, it's a list of things that make a man a man. And
well,
this ain't it. That is probably the last thing on the list.
No, I want you to tell me your list, though. What's a man?
Somebody who can take care of his responsibilities. Someone who can lead you where you need to be. I mean, it's levels to be a man. I mean, and sex ain't it. Sex don't make you no man.
All right, so Miss Unbelievable, what's your definition? What's a man?
See, for me, that answer's not going to be what you think because I'm more spiritual, right? So a man for me is a man. He's the image of God that was sent to represent and take care and guide and submit and honor and respect and do what he's supposed to do. A man is, it's like a man is someone that who God put first to take care of the land, to nourish it, to name it, to go forth. He's a provider. He's a protector. He's to bring honor. He's more than just himself. He's everywhere. He's to do everything.
I love them answers, ladies. I do. I love those answers. But the only difference between you guys' answers is when you brought God into it, she didn't. But you said the same thing. You just said it biblically. She didn't. You said the same exact thing.
It's not superficial. It's never a man. A man is a man. Just like a woman
is a woman. What does that mean?
So he's a man. And he's
and
a man of whoever he is, whoever he feels like he is. And who we attracted
really?
To. We can't define the man. The man is who he is.
And what's a woman?
A woman is made out of the image of the rib of a man.
Right.
He's a human being. He's a man for himself. He's an individual. Just like a woman. She's a woman for herself. She's an individual. But a man is subordinate. He has more authority. But we take that away when we get disappointed or when we're out of pocket. A man has a role just like a woman has a role. But when we step out of them and when we get hurt or when we don't learn them, then we get out of pocket. But that's
right. So
a whole
speaking,
different story.
So are you speaking of a man of God or are you speaking of a man, period? Like, which one are you talking? Because you kind of muddled two definitions.
Because you can't, a man
both.
Has to be a man of God first. And then he's an individual. It's not a different. He's that same one. But he's an individual.
Right. Okay. Okay, so you come from the biblical side. I respect that. I agree with the same thing. I agree with that. Now, yeah, a lot of other people don't come from that side, so therefore their definition of a man is not of God, and a man cannot be the head of his wife because they don't want to hear that. So I like your definition.
Right.
Your definition makes sense. I come from the same thing. You're either a man of God, you know, you handle your business, you do what you got to do, you don't get emotional about things, You dig what I'm saying? You overcome things instead of succumb to them. That's a man. I agree with you. But a lot of other women, man, they don't know that, and they don't want to see that, and they don't want to accept it. A lot of women think that they're men. So that's why a lot of them don't have relationships. And if they are in relationships, they're in relationships with men that they can control. You ever notice that?
Yeah, but because like I said, they won't accept the roles that are set forth, that they like I said, that some of the laws that were set forth, the laws have been taken them away, and I'm bringing it back to that. The laws of the man, the laws of the woman, they have been stripped away, and everything a man for itself. There's no one man, every man for themselves. Every man for themselves. The woman has taken away. Right now, every man is doing what they want to do for themselves as an individual.
Right.
Are you talking about today? Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
Today. When the law has been removed.
None of these men today have guys. None of these men today live by that. Not, it's 1% probably, but that's it.
Right, because the law has been removed.
No, that's
every
because
man
the
laws
been influenced by the people that ain't of God.
No,
right.
The law has been removed, and everybody influences themselves.
He
it's like no one cares. No one cares of what a man should do. No one cares what a woman should do. No one cares no more because it's not taught. It's not accepted.
Absolutely.
That's not the acceptable thing right now. Right now, the thing is if he, she, him, there, they, whatever. That's what acceptable right now.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
I agree with that, absolutely. Yo,
the alphabet,
right,
A, B, C, D, E. I mean, there's so many adjectives that you just be like, what? X, the Y, the Z. Okay, you got the whole alphabet. Now I got to respect all that. Come on.
I wish I would call somebody a zer. I wish I would say some shit like that out my damn mouth. I wish somebody would tell me to call them that. Lock me up, baby. I'm going up to the beehive. I'm going to be in that bitch with a harmonica. They got to relax.
But when but when it come down to it, you still can't judge, and you still got respect for being a human being. For being a human being. You can't disrespect. I mean, come on. We can't judge them.
What?
We got to respect them, and we just got to love them and keep it going because they're human beings, and they have their own will. And we can't judge
them
for their will.
No, I don't got to respect their way. I can love them. I don't want them to harm the couple. But I ain't, well, you see, that's the thing, though. If you want to respect and love somebody at the same damn time, that means you accept everything that comes with them, good and bad. And I'm one of them damn people like, I might love you, and I don't want nothing bad to happen to you or your family, but if you come with some bullshit, you got to relax. I'm not good at respect.
That's just who you are.
There's got to be a line
that's
in the sand
who you
somewhere. There's got to be a line in the sand.
I ain't got to put that line. See, that's the good thing about human race and not being a judge, and God has the final say. I ain't got to put a line. All I know is when I get to heaven, God ain't going to be like, oh, did you put that line in the sand? Absolutely not. Can I come through? I ain't got to worry about nobody else down here, what they doing.
He's going to tell you to relax.
Believe me, I am. I have. Huh? Jesus, yes. Relax and step back and let them do. Let them do them.
You bringing up God and all this, and I love that because a lot of people today, if you say that today, and a lot of these different communities, man, you'll get laughed out so damn hard. They'll tell you that you a sellout and you a whatever and you ain't, God ain't real. Man, you don't know how good it is to hear somebody else talk about them principles of God. You don't know how good that is to hear. You don't know how good that is. You a rare one. People don't do that
because
no more.
It's not a religion. I'm not a religious person. This is my relationship. Now, you may not agree with me. I may not agree with you. I'm not pushing what my relationship is. I'm just letting you know that unless you understand that judge not for you to be judged, hey, I could sit back and be like, hey, that's a good thing that I don't, okay? That's
absolutely
a good thing that I don't. I don't have to. And the bad thing is you don't either.
So, again, that's what I was saying. So it's not judging if I see somebody doing wrong. As far as God goes, right, I see somebody doing something against that. It's not me judging to tell them that they're wrong for doing that. And a lot of the world today will tell you that I'm judging them for saying that. No, what I'm saying is that they might be good people, but what they're doing at that moment when I see them doing it is wrong. As far as my eyes go, if I'm looking through a lens of a godly person, that ain't me judging them. That's me telling them, look, as far as my God goes, that's foul. And you got to relax. Somebody got to help you overcome that. So I don't want nobody. It ain't about judging. It's about keeping it all the way one side while across the board.
Right.
Right. Right.
Now, in today's age, that's known to start a fight, though. Because, you know, like I always say, like, it's hard to tell somebody today that they wrong. Motherfuckers being their feelings, like, they can't just look at it for what it is. You know what I mean? They can't look at it for what it is. Like, okay, was I bogus? If I was bogus, I was bogus. The great thing is somebody told me I can recognize and get my shit together. But today's age, you tell somebody they did something wrong or they something unfavorable, now they want to nut up and do all kind of extra shit and wild out and da-da-da-da-da-da, and that shit ain't cool. So I understand that, Dirty. Like, you
got
to be kind of
cautious. That's why I don't got
like,
no friends now. I don't have that, brother, because I'm not going to put myself in a compromised position to where I got to potentially kill this son of a bitch or he going to end up killing me. Well, I got to go to damn prison for 25 to life, all because he was being a dumb son of a bitch and I tried to tell him about it. I'm not going to put myself in that. So I'd rather be by my damn self so that if somebody comes to me and wants my advice and I give it to them, then my actions are justified because now it's on them how they react. And now I don't mind breaking their neck. It's okay. But if I'm not going to go out there looking for that shit, though, but it's all, they got to come to me with that. And then it'll be justified, and I'll be able to sleep good at night on that military mattress, and I'll be able to sleep good in the cold 8x12. It'll be all right. But until they don't come to me with it, I'm not going to go out there looking for that because I don't want to lose my freedom. I don't want to lose my life. And I can't beat every damn body. But I'm never going to lie to nobody. Whatever's on my mind, I'm going to tell them that. So that's why I don't have friends now. That's why my family's distant because – don't come to me thinking I'm going to be fake with you to make you feel better because, no, that's why everybody call me an asshole because I don't mind telling you when you're full of shit. I don't mind you telling me when I'm full of shit. I don't mind you telling me when I'm full of shit. I'm actually one of those people that can handle that because I am a piece of shit sometimes. I understand that I do shit that ain't shit. I get that. I want you to tell me about that when I do that so that I can fix it. And then when I tell you that, it's like if you're in the room with somebody, right, and they breath kicking, right, and I pull you to the side, I'm like, hey, bro, you gotta go get your shit checked out. You smell like you got gingivitis. You dig what I'm saying? Like, if you get, I'm not one of those people that's going to think about if they're going to get mad or not. You dig what I'm saying? I don't think about that. I just, I want some, if my breath was kicking, I would want somebody to pull me to the side and tell me that. You dig? So I try to give people what I would want in return. If your breath is kicking, I'm going to pull you to the side and tell you. And if mine was the same way, I would want you to do that to me so I don't go out in public with my breath smelling like. It's shit like that, you dig? I don't care about how you feeling. I treat people how I would want to be treated. Period.
Right.
But you know what? Right. There's a key point to what you said right there. And then I know I told y'all I'm going to get suspended. We're supposed to take a music break. I do got a remix for y'all. I'm going to play this. But the key point to what you said, though, bruh, was I'm going to pull you to the side and tell you you got gingivitis. You dig? Halitosis, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull you to the side. Some motherfuckers want to be cute and say it in front of the whole goddamn room. Oh, goddamn, who fought it? And oh, damn,
that's what starts
fights. And why, and
that's
when shit gets to going wild.
That's that embarrassing stuff that you want to embarrass them, or you just don't know how to give a conflict or say stuff. You know, that's an embarrassing stuff that they want to do because they not comfortable with receiving truth. Shit.
Men don't do that. And unless you foul to me in public, I'm not going to be foul to you in public unless you do some shit foul to me in public. Other than that, that's all I'm going to pull you to the side. But if you do some shit to me in front of motherfuckers, then I'm going to reciprocate. But other than that, I'm going to pull motherfuckers to the side and shit. Because, you know, if you do me something foul and I beat your ass in front of your mama them, then don't tell me that I should have came to you first. No, sir. I reciprocate whatever the fuck they bring, and God bless me for that, and I know it's wrong. And Lord, I'm trying to get better for that, but. Oh, I like that song. What's happening with the background, goddammit? Hey, though.
Yeah. Hey, this is a remix. It's a remix. Check it out.
Worthy, yeah. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worthy, yeah. But you don't gotta be perfect. Oh, you just gotta be worthy. Yeah.
No. I will give you the world, baby girl. Let me swerve, let me slide in it. I dive in it. If it's swerve getting wet, I'll slide in it. I will give you the world, rocks and the pearls. All for my girl, all for the world. See you, baby, time and time again. I done put it all up on the line again. I done said that you're fine a couple times, but it's nothing to say that you're fine again. I'm just happy to say that you're mine again. I'm not here to come play with your mind again. You done got on top of it and it's so deep. Had to bring the car to a slow creep. sleep, I'm just happy to lost in the sun again. Hey, my nigga, oh, remind him why I can. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worthy.
That's worth it, the remix. I like that ever since I first heard that, man. That was like out of the youngins, that's like some real hip-hop shit to me. You know what I mean? Because it's real.
Uh-huh.
It has content. It's some real shit. Like I don't give a damn if you're a man or a woman. Like, motherfucker, make it worth it. If I'm going to go through this shit with your ass, make it worth it. I'm just saying. Ever since I heard that, I like that. I'm not going to say we broke that track, but yeah, we've been spinning that since the beginning of the year. So So let's see. So we back on clown mode. Let's see. Anything else y'all want to tap back on that we talked about tonight or this week? Or, oh, damn, we ran out of time. I guess I could extend it if we wanted to, but shit, I don't know. I kind of want to get out and do some shit tonight. But yeah, we're supposed to talk about the mental health part and going to spend time with your family during the holidays. I sound like Pootie Tang. about don't do it if it's gonna mess with your mental health. So maybe we should save that one for next week on Karma Cafe.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Cause, hey, you know, I'm gonna talk about community issues.
Hour.
Exactly, because, you know, that's, like, one of the big things they're talking about right now, like, you know, especially in, like, the urban community about mental health. You know, they say that we've been denying it for years, da-da-da, da-da-da, and, you know, some of us, we need treatment, and let's keep it 100. We know some of us in the neighborhood. that ain't got it all. Talk to somebody. I'm just saying, talk to somebody.
That's a good combo right there.
Yeah. So, let's see. I got some other things I want to talk about that I think will be some good topics, but I want to talk to Jay Dirty about it because I really want to, like, talk to him on some things that I think some issues that, you know, people don't really look at too much. Like, when you see the news and you see certain things, you see things from one way, but they don't really get deep and talk to the people, I don't think, anymore. And I think that's what news and media and all that other stuff used to be. You know what I mean? Remember when they used to have, like, media people trying to be hiding and shit?
getting threatened, and like you don't really see really in-depth real stories like that's unbiased and da-da-da. So, you know, I got some stuff I want to talk with Jay Dirty. So please, Jay Dirty, get a hold of me if you get a chance. But definitely 2020 Monsters Radio. We're definitely trying to do some bigger things. We got some interviews lined up. Like I said, I got one guy. I haven't locked it in yet, but I'm still working on him. He's running for president. You dig? You probably won't hear too much about him in the news because, you know, I don't know where he's running with or whatnot, but I definitely want to get a hold of him, talk to him. We're going to be interviewing upcoming artists. You know, we're known for that. Let's see, we'll be doing, little workshops and stuff like that, all kinds of things in 2020. So make sure you stay close. We're trying to do events in your city, not only ours. So we're trying to do some big things in 2020. But see, we are at the end of the show, so I guess anything that anybody wants to say at the end, whether you want to cap on something we talked about earlier this week or whatever, whatever, but this is a chance to do that. So I guess I'll start with you, Jay Dirty. Any last words?
Well,
anything you want to cap on?
Well, Ada, I sent you a damn a follow on Instagram. You dig? My name is Fatboy_Solo, right? I sent you a thing on there. I didn't know if you knew that was me or not. But, yeah, you ain't got to get back at me, whatever. But I just know that was me that did that. You ain't got to follow back and nothing. I ain't no petty song, bitch. You dig what I'm saying? It's all gravy. But, yeah, you dig? That was me, though, bitch. No, but I would say this, brother, with the topic you dig about the next Friday, whatever you're going to do with the whole holiday, spending time with family, you know, I will say this about that. I don't have that no more, brother, because I almost killed my cousin last year. You did. There was a knife involved and shit. I went to jail, but it was a bad situation. So my family done kind of ducked off. You dig what I'm saying? So that, you know, that's, I probably won't get in on that, bro, because I'm on another thing about that. But, as far as me and you getting together, brother, and chopping some shit up about politics and all these things, that's gravy. But I will say the brother that you see running for president, dog, he better relax until after Chuck, his term is over, because there ain't no way in the fuck he going to be him, but he got to relax. He better just say that shit until he's done, and then it'll be okay. And I ain't saying the brother's bad. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I'm just saying, brother, he don't.
Right.
There ain't nobody fucking with Trump, right? He got to relax. You don't go against nothing like that right now, though, brother, because he's got it on lock. You know, he's a gangster. You got to stop it. You come when he's done, and then you come, because I don't want the rest of these motherfuckers to get in office. So when Trump done, you come in, and I might vote for you. You know what I'm saying? But, tell him to wait.
Right.
You did, brother. Just tell that brother to wait until the Trump thing's done. I know he want to play superhero, brother, but he's going to make himself look very stupid. Don't do that right now. I'm going to try to save your life. Do not do that right now, brother. Just wait till this shit is done, and then you come in and do that afterwards, because you're not going to beat him. You got to stop it.
Sure.
Well, shout out to everybody.
Well,
we're
definitely going to try to get all right, well, we're definitely going to try to get a hold of him and see what his point of views are, because that's one of the things I want to know. You know, like, how do you plan on going up against the big boys? You know, they pretty much run the media, so on and so forth. So, I mean, how does he plan to get in there and really make a run for it? So, you know, I can't
That'd
wait to lock that in.
Man. That'd be good.
Yeah. So, all right, let's see. We still got Jazzy over here. Okay, what about you, Jazz?
I don't really have nothing to touch on. I'm not going to tell y'all my topic for Wednesday. I'm going to wait till about Tuesday to reveal that, because, you know, it's kind of freaky. And
oh,
so I'm going to let it build up
time.
In the week.
You got to relax.
Yeah.
Right.
Let
freaky
it build up a little bit.
Relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright, what about you, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, I can't wait till Thursday to let the Solo Me speak again, you know, bringing that spoken word in like fire. But I want everyone to have a good weekend, do something fun, do something just unbelievable like I will. And be safe and have a good night. Yes, I'm believing.
You too,
you
man.
Okay.
You too. Oh, really?
Right. So, all right, y'all have a great weekend. Make sure you tune in next week. We'll be on next week too. Y'all, are we gonna be on the 25th?
I mean, y'all.
We'll play
it
by ear.
I'll be free.
Okay. Okay. I got some hot Christmas music. I got some hot Christmas music. I got some eggnog.
Got some
it got liquor in it, though.
I got some soul Christmas music.
I eggnog with liquor, though. I heard that shit, man. You ain't slick. Shout out to that. Already, man. Already.
I got the real trees growing over here. You know what I'm saying? The real trees.
There we go.
You gotta relax. She got the real,
You know, I got the red, the green, the blue. You know, light them up. You know what I'm saying? Just light them bad boys up. Bling them, bling them, bling them.
That's very disrespectful to criminals, man. That's very disrespectful to criminals. You gotta relax.
Right. I was talking about my Christmas tree. It's a purple tree.
I took that the wrong way. I apologize.
So, all right, dog.
Y'all crazy, man.
All next week. All next week, as you can see, you did. It can be wild. It can get deep. But either way, go. Make sure your ass tune in and do something monstrous with us. So, all right, on our way up out of here, seeing that we talking about pulling people to the side at work, if you can't pull them to the side, then send them this right here.
Smack your mouth bubble.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smacking the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smacking the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EBT.